always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Welcome to the Yacht of the King radio show. I'm your host, Don Christian, the Warrior. Check it out, man. We're getting it in today with Sicily. The topic of the day is all about problems. Look, man, I'm going to go to some hip-hop real quick. This track is called Don't Be Afraid by Believing Steven, followed by Righteous Nights, Without the Lord, I'm a Slave. And then we're going to end it out with the Local Love with the homie Oracle. The song is called Live on Yacht of the King radio.
Don't be afraid. God's in control. Let's battle unbelief. Let's battle fear. Game time.
I'm in the paralysis of analysis. Like, how is the gods allowing this? Losing my grip from the calluses. I know my thoughts are cowardice. It's so relation, I kind of fit it like I'm losing sanity. Yelling, all is vanity. I shake my head and pound my fist. I'm aware that I am finite. My limitations are clear. I'm desiring to steer when tribulations appear. Should be giving God the wheel when situations not clear. Feel like I am getting scared with intimidation and fear. I've suffered pain and misery. I am afraid it's killing me with all this negativity. It feels like Satan's tricking me, behaving in iniquity. How can I say it's ministry? How can I tame the enemy? He gave me the ability. So I'm praying instantly, persistent on my knees. And James will see the remedy. Resist him and he'll bleed. Consistency is key. He gives the assistance that I need. Christ ended it bleed. Victory, he did it for me. Don't be afraid, nah. Don't be afraid, nah. Don't be afraid, man.
Tell me, how can I maintain when all I know is pain? Every day it's rain hitting on my window pane. How can I sustain with this madness on my brain? Don't wanna just complain, something really needs to change. Feeling so deranged with my perception of reality. Battling these lies and correcting all these fallacies. Inside my mind I find I must address them with audacity. And put them to rest and put them to death, just like a casualty. So if you deal with fear is the question you are asking me. The answer's yes, sometimes my stress feels like a catastrophe. And when I turn to sin, it's just a coping mechanism. I feel broken when I'm sinning and I'm noticing conviction. Why'd I go with the decision to reopen? Open my addiction. I felt hopeless in my living, but I know that as a Christian, the circumstances I'm given are clearly not permanent. It's helping with my thinking, fighting fear and discouragement. Don't be afraid, nah. Don't be afraid, nah. Don't be afraid, sis. This is our motto, always talking to the Father. Let's take a look at the story when he's walking on the water. He dismissed the crowds after he fed all of the thousands. He wanted them to bounce so he could pray up on the mountain. The disciples went ahead and they were sailing on the boat. They saw Jesus walk on water and they say it is a ghost. But Jesus spoke to them and said, don't be afraid. It is me, the Lord, I'm the one who keeps you safe. Peter said, Lord, please command me out to sea. Jesus told him, come to me, and we witnessed Peter's faith. He was walking on the water, all of a sudden doubtfully, he saw the winds, became afraid, then he began to sink. He took his eyes off Christ and he uttered out a shout, Lord, save me.
Why did you begin to doubt?
Christ rescued him, then the wind began to cease. He calmed the storm, he's Son of God and also Prince of Peace. Don't be afraid, nah. Don't be afraid, nah. Don't be afraid, man. If you fight against fear, then you can stand up. If you fight against fear, then you can stand up. If you fight against fear, then get your hands up. If you fight against fear, then get your hands up. Stand up, hands up, stand up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up.
What it is when you don't got Jesus in your heart, man.
Yo,
without the Lord,
yo, I'm a starving artist with carnage on it. My sin is horrid, informative omen, holding it roll with a death warrant. Demon emperor with ill demonic vision in my retina, secular plethora when diluting the blood of Yeshua. Summon the messenger, resurrect the fetus, aborted, no hemoglobin, submissive to sinners like rigor mortis. Living a bit of a minimal, critical, pivotal, criminal lifestyle. Run the block with all pipes out, never turning and running his lights out. Let's die it down. So he recruited a Jewish lawyer, the living water like the root of a sequoia. So with Adam, I'm a predator, competitor, ghetto dweller, ready to wreck them like an enema. This ain't no regular bum heckler, drug peddler, smug pecker, the slum heifer with a chump checker.
Say what?
Dialoguing with death in a firestorm. It's gotten to the point that it's hard to decipher right and wrong.
Without the Lord, a soul aboard in a slave boat, he gave hope and offered up his son as a scapegoat. Not ashamed to give it all of me. I don't need an Instagram following to hear God calling me.
That's true.
Press record, I transform and the heat flows. Like tech ain't the nicest, put your money down, Pete Rose.
Down.
I only run with elite pros. Live holy core boys from the bricks, yeah. Like Shaq shooting free throws. Who want what? Clearly I was built for this. Dropped a couple singles last year, now I'm infamous. I sit atop the food chain, writing so I influence people to the glory and the power of deliverance. There's a pot and I'ma stir it. The guilty of every count of mediocrity, and that's the verdict. They ask me why I do it, and I tell them for the sport of it. Tired of being great, truth is I'm kinda bored of it.
We rolling, we sinning, we killing. Without the Lord, I'm a slave. We dying, we like it. Sick virus. Without the Lord, I'm a slave. We rolling, we sinning, we killing. Without the Lord, I'm a slave. We dying, we like it.
If I may,
without the Lord, I'm a
without
slave.
Without the Lord, I'm a slave. See, I wasn't always insane when I'm slaying all of these laymen and take them off of the brain. I was fake morbid and chained on a crash course with the grave. If he didn't raise from the grave, I'd be chasing broads in the days, but he did. So y'all can bet I'm fast with the lint. Man, I'm a trip brash when I spit fast, rip snares at the hip. I'm the type of dude that ties a cat of nine tails to my whip, then spin past you and slash to give whiplash when I spit.
Get it?
And I ain't brag like I'm the master of it, dag, but I master being crass with a shot of glass in my fist. So the last thing I'm passing is hitting fast with a spliff. If you're asking me for an ounce, I'ma hit your mans with a brick. Without the Lord, I'm a fool. With them, a lit fuse. Fused at the hip with missiles attached to the back of pimples.
Yeah.
With Mac-10s in the head that I pack with ravenous issues. My guard's the pit of the pack, so my pack is rapping
yeah.
The shit too.
I've been stuck with a syringe serum full of sin, feeling sin real in my flesh into a sin spherum. Slavery making me hate the me who's binging on a bakery with Satan be baking me in a sin syrup. It tastes sweet, but I be taking the heat. Chef Satan on the grill of life making me beef with the maker who lives in me, had me shaping the street. I suck a succumb to the enemy while tasting defeat. I am a porn addict, got the mouth of a truck. I'm racist and pro-black. I'm bitter, anger makes my mouth pucker. I'm so high, seeking one drug after another. The rational life after Christ now, what I'm numb to. I'm living a life in the edge and I'm slinging the weight of it all on my shoulder. Can't break out the prison I'm in cause I'm loving the sin, but I hate when it's over. And I'm a microcosm of any life that ain't sober. Without the Lord, I'm a slave, word to Jehovah.
We rolling, we sinning, we killing. Without the Lord, I'm a slave. We dying, we like it. Sick virus. Without the Lord, I'm a slave. We rolling, we sinning, we killing. Without the Lord, I'm a slave. We dying, we like it. Sick virus. Without the Lord, I'm a slave.
Father, why did you take them? I'm sitting here shedding tears like snake skin. I know you said that the dead and the Lord would rise again, cause you bled for the lives you live, showing us that you hate sin. But I'm overcome by this grief feeling numb, so I weep sunrise to the day's end. Mind racing like Talladega Nights. If God would've came then, he could've saved your life. Man, now I'm left with this pain inside, but even death has to bow to the name of Christ. price tag on our heads since our mother's womb, but it's removed through the one who rose and got it from the tomb. He lets us grieve to test our creed, secured us through his precious seed, and hell will freeze before that July, like the month of June. He's coming soon with the loved ones we've missed, so we can comfort one another with this. It's just an interlude. The dead exist, not just in our memories, and when they leave, no, it was meant to be, cause yo, they live on. Through Christ, they live on. I know the pain goes deep, can't pray or sleep, and though there's a time that we weep, just know they live on. In Christ, they live on. Honestly, everyone's not in a better place. Give you the truth for free instead of trying to sell the fake. Heaven's gates don't get open cause you've been good enough, but only if you've truly been bought and put in Yeshua's clutch. Hell awaits everyone who denies the Savior, refusing to be included within his timeless favor. I know it's hard to grin when there's tears on your dinner plate, but you'll see them again because God has chose to extend his grace. Took our place, he was draped on the cross beam, so through faith you're embraced as his offspring. If you've been placed in the Master's trust, then your spirit lives on after the casket's shut. Christ is the resurrection and the life, so we'll step into his light, though our vessel's going back to dust. You'll never die if you're living in Jesus, yet the question is, do you believe this?
Believe this. The dead exist, not just in our memories, and when they leave, no, it was meant to be, cause yo, they live on. Through Christ, they live on. I know the pain goes deep, can't pray or sleep, and though there's a time that we weep, just know they live on. In Christ they live on.
And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
Yo, this is the Warrior Don Christian. I'm with my sister Cicely right now, man, all the way out in Florida. What part of Florida are you at right now?
I'm actually in Tampa. What up, what up?
Okay, Tampa. She moved around on me. You see how she's doing stuff. Okay, so Tampa, Florida. Let me ask you this, man. First of all, just say what's up to all the people. I'm getting ahead of myself. Go ahead, say what's up to everybody out there listening.
What's up to everybody on Yada.com King Radio, man? How y'all doing out there?
That's what it is. Cicely is with us. It's your first time on the show, so you know what we do. We started with the testimony, man. Can you give us like a 5-minute testimony of how God just grabbed your life and changed it for his glory?
Oh, absolutely, man. I wasn't raised in church. I was raised by my mother and my father. My father was a Catholic. My mom is Jewish. Both of them don't practice their faith, but they used to take me to church when I was younger as far as going to Catholic church. I always had kind of like a respect for God, but I didn't really take God too seriously.
Right.
When I was in middle school, I started selling pills and selling weed.
Yeah.
Started hanging out with the wrong crowd. Started hanging out pretty much in the hood areas in Tampa, and just getting involved with the wrong crowds. And then from there, I just started losing my identity. I didn't really know who I was. I had depression issues. It was crazy because I started rapping because it was cool. Like, everyone was rapping. I wanted to rap. I had a passion for music from when I was a little kid. I always sang. The more and more I got into it, the more and more I fell in love with the art form of hip-hop. Started studying, like, artists like Jay-Z and Run DMC and Kumo D. And I just started just, you know, studying hip-hop in general. Became a huge fan of just hip-hop. By my high school years, I got offered a record deal with a major record label. Me and my friend, her stepdad, actually had connections within the industry, and he really wanted to push us. that was going to go through. I was going to fly out that Saturday to actually go to Virginia to meet up with this label and the A&R that found us and wanted to work with us. That week, my best friend had came back from a youth camp, and she pretty much told me about Jesus, and I wasn't interested at first. I wasn't looking for Jesus. Jesus was the last thing in my brain. I wasn't thinking about my life. I wasn't thinking about heaven nor hell. I was just living life. Wasn't too happy about life, but I was living it. And she gave me the gospel, and I kind of rejected her at first. I kind of cursed her out and was like, I don't need Jesus, and I don't need this God that you have to offer. And some words were exchanged that were not so holy.
Yeah.
And then I was laying on my bed, and I remember this clear as day. I was laying on my bed, and there was a cross on the wall, because my father's a Catholic, of a crucifix with, of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I see all the quotation marks with my fingers on the cross. I jerked at the cross as if I was doing something to God. Like, I ain't gonna serve you. Like, who are you? Like that disrespectful.
You was trying to punk the cross, huh?
Yeah, you was trying to punk the cross, man. I was like, yo. I think about it now, and I'm like, yo, I'm such an idiot. Like,
yeah.
The idiot move. And I was just laying there, and instantly I just felt convicted.
Wow.
I think for the first time. And I was like, man, like, what am I doing? Like, why did I just do that? So I hit back up my friend, and I said, you know what? I'll give this church thing a try. Like, let's just go this Friday. It was my first year of high school. It was like my second month of my ninth grade year. So I was excited about going to high school, and I was, you know, starting to get known because I freestyled in my school, so I was becoming kind of sort of popular. And it was crazy because that Friday I went to church and the Lord rocked me. The gospel was presented that night.
Yeah.
And I went from crumping at the cross to kneeling at the cross and
yeah.
Just crying out to the Lord, man, and just asking for forgiveness and his mercy. And ever since then, the Lord has been a work with me and was transforming me little by little. And now because of that product of grace, I am a product of grace because of Jesus. So
yeah.
And here I am now just living for the Lord.
Dope, man. I like to hear that, man. But I'm going to have you talk about it, because I know being young and being in high school, it was a lot of transition. You know what I'm saying? So talk to me about that whole transition afterwards. Because you had to go through 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. But what are some things that really kept you focused on this mission?
Man, I'll be honest with you. Though I got saved in the 9th grade, man, it was a struggle.
Yeah.
I've been able to have the privilege to meet so many young believers now that they just stand so firm in their faith. While they're in high school, and me, I was like the complete opposite. Like, there was not any Christians in my school. Like, there was no Lecrae. There was no Christian hip hop wasn't really a known thing. There was not really that encouragement around me that spoke to my crowd at that time.
Right.
When I was in high school, and this is back in 2001. All we had really was cross movement, and I went to a church where hip hop was a sin when I first got saved.
Yeah.
So for me, the transition was so hard because I didn't have that. I didn't really have that motivation at all. Everything in my youth group was a sin, you know. So I kind of struggled a lot because I feel like everything I did was a sin, and I would feel like I always messing up. And then just being someone that raps and freestyles, and people know you for freestyling and rapping, to like kind of calming it down, but still having a passion for doing music, but now wanting to use that for the Lord was such a struggle in those years. I think the one thing that did catch my attention that the Lord did was in my 12th grade year. I had gotten out of a regular high school and got put into a Christian school, which was weird and strange because my parents are like really Christian. They put me in a Christian school because I was getting into fights in regular high school.
Yeah.
So they put me in this Christian school, and the Lord just started using me in that school. And it was crazy because I went to a Christian school thinking that everyone's going to be Christian, and there's nobody there that's Christian. Everyone's just there. So it was a struggle, but I think the one thing that really kept me grounded was just getting in my word and seeking after counsel from people around me that were older, than me, like elders.
Wow.
Just asking them how to walk this thing out. And it was real hard, and it was a struggle, and I messed up a whole bunch of times. Like, I can't even count on my hands how many times I messed up in high school. But my heart was always, I really want to please the Lord.
Yeah.
And I always remembered that I've always wanted to just please the Lord, even in high school. So I think the one thing, I know I keep going in circles because I can't really pinpoint just one thing,
right,
that makes any sense, because there were so many things that the Lord used to keep me grounded. Even me getting jumped kept me grounded,
yeah,
believe it or not. It made me realize that my life is short and I could have died. Just situations were happening where friends I thought were my friends were nowhere to be found. You know, the Lord let me see that, you know, these people don't really care about you, but I care about you, and I want you to care about them even if they don't care about you. So it was more like a testing of teaching me how to love Christian.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Powerful testimony by our sister Cicely, man. We're going to go into a song from you right now. Which song do you want to hop into?
I'm going to play Fighter, man. That's my song.
All right, we're going to hop into Fighter featuring V-Rose on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it.
Cicely, fighter type tendencies. It's in this fight that I found my identity. How is it I'm losing this when I win? If I'm feeling sick, I treat these trials like remedies. It's in me, it's dead in me, mentally in a body bag. I gotta tell the truth, put me on a polygraph. I fight these flesh, these scriptures are my karate jabs. I got some dead brothers and sisters, welcome zombie land. Yeah, cause the flesh is a cold predator, but Abba gives me daily makeovers with no pedicure. I'm looking low, do you see who I'm devoted to? I'm in this desert feeling like I booked the ocean view.
Just know you can never hold me down. Still be standing when we hit the last round. Cause you know I'm a fighter. Cause you know I'm a fighter. Count it all joy when the heat turns on. Cause I'll be stronger when the fire's all gone. Cause you know I'm a fighter.
Trust in him that I encountered. Thought that I amount to nothing, but granted our lives only reflect us. The perseverance we gain when temptations get tougher. Everybody wants the victory, no one's willing to suffer. Lord, please help us, cause sometimes this is our MO. Let us not look in the mirror, forget who we depend on. Don't let your faith waver like an ocean with a twist. In the midst of the storm, just know that he's in the midst. So in reality, suffering's actually a gift. Cause the Lord will not tip, but everything he permits.
Just know you can never hold me down. Still be standing when we hit the last round. Cause you know I'm a fighter. Cause you know I'm a fighter.
You know I'm a fighter.
Count it all joy
What's up, y'all? You listening to Yada the King Radio, and this is your girl, Cicely.
This is why I do it. Charts, hitting hearts with my soul. Do it cause it's in everybody on the bandwagon. I'm where they ain't, I don't even claim rapping. I don't do it to be like for the deal, no. Do it to be right for the real, so. Do it for my friends and the folks who ain't making ends and all of those in need of hope, yeah. Do it for the fake and all of those that wanna hate. Deep inside, they desiring to take my place. Do it for the people who consume by the negative. Speaking to the lies and they minds break them out of it. I do it for the ones feeling stuck. Do it for the ones that gave up. Do it for the ones that don't dream and everything in between. And I do it for the ones that never will believe.
This is why I do it.
They ignore the fact she's a queen. Passerby acting like it's something they don't see. I grab the mic, let her know how much she really means. Do it for the people, addiction's got a hold on. Close to me, certainly let them know they ain't alone. Know it's hard to walk away, know it's hard to tell it no. Reason why I got a mic is to help you let it go. Do it for the people who want time to run away from their life every day. All the trouble on their plate, all the drama that they take. Every bill they gotta pay. When they say, make a way, God, let me help them pray. And for those that need encouragement, through my flow, Lord, help me nourish them. And for those that need believing in, I grab the mic and say it like you're the one I'm believing in.
I do it.
My mom and dad to make them proud. Do it for the people I ain't seen in a while so they can know that God is good. They can hear the way it sounds. I don't do it to get paid, but I appreciate the change. Sees that people so I can go make it rain. Doing it for you because I care about your life. When you ask me why I write a rhyme, there's a reason why.
This is why I do it.
I do it.
I do it.
I do it.
I do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. They asking what I do it for when I'm about to let them know. This is why I do it.
Right there, that track is called Do It by Ashley Rain. She switched the name up, added the Ashley into it, man. Man, she's whooping me in the Domino's app, too, man. If anybody got Domino's, add me. I'm your boy Servant. Let's get it and let's go. Let's go to break real quick.
Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio? Hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blast, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
How you doing, Cicely? Long time no talk. Long time no talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're going to ask you some questions. Let it rip. How did you start? What brought you into Christian hip hop, because I don't know if I want to put that label on Christian hip hop, but your music is a form of hip hop. It's very urban, very urban East Coast type flow. So, how did you get started, and what's your influence?
Well, with music, I was in New York at the time. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. And the way schooling is up there is completely different than it is over here in the South.
Yeah.
Up there, there's no middle school, high school, elementary. It's grade school and then high school. So it was pretty much first grade to ninth grade. And what they would do is they would take the ninth graders and the eighth graders, put them together for recess, and then take the kindergartners and put them out at the same exact time so that the eighth and ninth graders could watch the kindergartners. So they were trying to be smart about it, making sure that we didn't run off nowhere. And there was this group of kids that would do this like almost every week, and one week I actually caught it. They were freestyling in a group, and they were just like ripping it, and then I saw this female rapper start freestyling, and at this time I'm about six years old around there, and I'm seeing this chick freestyle, and I'm just so intrigued, and I'm like, man, I want to do that. That's awesome. Like, I want to learn how to do that. And from that moment on, I completely just wanted to be a rapper. And then as time continued, I started getting into writing my own raps, and paying attention in my English classes, because we would do like short stories in first and second grade, and I would incorporate in my rap music.
Wow.
And try to like get better at doing what I did. And I would just say, like, as it progressed over the years, I just really fell in love with music in general. I've always loved music. I used to write singing songs too, because I also sing. And I used to songwrite for songwrite as far as composing songs, singing wise. And my mom used to play 70s Motown all the time. My grandfather used to play in a band with Tito Puente as a cimbale player. So music just ran in my family. And just pretty much like, continued with it as years went on. And with Christ, at 15, when I was in my first year of high school, as I said earlier, I got saved. Heard about Cross Movement Records. They were the first people I ever, record label I ever heard that was Christian. Completely fell in love with their music. And then they came out with a rapper named Flame. And he was literally the first Christian rapper that I ever completely, like, was like, this is super hot. Nothing gimmicky or corny about it. It's just hot. It's raw. It sounds completely dope. And it sounds like something I would hear in the street. And from that point on, it just encouraged me to keep going in Christian hip hop. I think I listened to Flame's first album, Where There's Fire, There's Smoke, like every single day. Every single day I listened to that before I went to school, and was just encouraged by his message and what he spoke about, and encouraging people that came from kind of like the street life, because I was dabbling in stuff like that, like I said earlier, in my past of hanging in the wrong crowds and putting myself in the hood and putting myself selling weed and stuff like that. And from there, it has continued, and the passion for Jesus grew, and then my passion for music to do music for Jesus grew.
Wow. So, my question is this also, being that you're from Brooklyn, and you came up in a Jewish Italian family type background, how did that, coming out of a Jewish Italian background, and now you're in Christ, how did those come into play? Because that's almost two different things, almost. You know what I'm saying? Jewish background,
yeah.
Italian background, and coming into Christ. How did that come into play?
I would say for the most part, when it comes to anything religiously, my parents are very supportive. My parents never had an issue with me loving Jesus. They just were more like, don't force your beliefs on me type of thing. But they've always been really supportive, and they saw how actually me going to church and me being involved in my youth group at the time and me being involved with my church as a youngin was actually helping me not do the things that I was doing. So they were like, well, this is a positive influence, and we're cool with it. I don't think they realized until later on that it was a life change. But they felt it was a positive influence, and they were like, wherever she can get this positive influence at, where she's in, doing these things anymore, we're okay with it.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
hey.
What's up.
So, being, like I said, from New York, how did you migrate to Florida? How did you get to Florida?
My parents. we moved when I was in, like, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, away from New York City. The reason why was because it was to the point that there was gunshots going off, like, literally right by my door, right by on my window, and my parents wanted a better life for me. They didn't want me to grow up in that environment, so they brought me to Florida because we had family down here, and we had no family up there anyway, so they're like, well, might as well move to Florida. We got family in Tampa, so let's move down there and let's, you know, make it happen. They asked me what I thought about it, and, you know, I'm a kid and I'm happy because I'm thinking about Disney World, not realizing we live an hour and 45 minutes away from Disney. But I was happy because I thought about Mickey Mouse, and I was like, yeah, Mickey Mouse, like, yeah, I'm down, and we went.
Wow, that's what's up. Let me ask you this, with this music, when did you drop your first album? When was that?
Oh man, I dropped my first album actually in 2007. It was called The Goddaughter. I was a part of a record label back then, called Twice Born Records. They were a Spanish bilingual label. I got a chance to work with some amazing artists on it. I got Kelly Kells. I don't know if you guys know who Kelly Kells is.
Yep.
I worked with her on there when she was like, I think she was like only like 15 at the time.
Yeah.
Who else was on there? I had a secular artist named Fantasma, who is really well known in the Spanish market. He got on my project as well, and now he actually serves the Lord, which I'm really grateful for that.
Dope.
And it was an amazing CD that I will definitely cherish for a long time. We went through a lot of stuff to put out that CD.
I can dig it, man.
Who were some of your influence after you came to Christ? Who was some of your influence? I know you just mentioned KJ52. How was it working with D Rose or anybody like that when it came to creativeness? How was your flow? How's your flow? How can I put it? How was your flow and other people's flow? How did that mix together and blend to bring out the sound that you bring out to the audience? Clean that up a little bit.
I would say that first of all, working with V Rose is amazing. She's actually a very good friend of mine. I love this sister dearly. We often encourage each other on the regular just to lift each other up as sisters in Christ for music. Before music, it's always friendship with us. And just working with her on music is to me is like another totally separate, but working with her was amazing. She's super talented, a great songwriter, a great singer, and I think she executed exactly what I wanted to do with the title track, Fighter. For me, working with different artists, other artists really inspire me, because everyone has their own flow. Everyone should have their own flow, but all the artists that I've worked with have their own style. They don't really sound like anybody else that I've heard, and that's the main reason what makes me want to do a song with somebody. Whether they're a known artist in people's eyes or not, I'll do a song with somebody if I feel like, man, their flow is so great. I'm inspired by their work. I want to work with people who inspire me because it brings the best out of you. Just working on that level, I think, and thinking about it, it's more not so complicated than people. It's just having fun with your music. I think a lot of times people, they're like, that's like a certain formula, and we like came together and wrote this song, and it ought to be like strategically planned like this. But I just want to have fun with my music, but at the same time give a message of hope and about Jesus, and at the same time give a message about people that are going through things. A lot of my music is problem driven, like people going through depression, people that go through circumstances with self-worth. I want people to look up the music that we do and say, hey, I can relate to that. I know what that feels like. I've been there, or I'm going through that now. And I think I want it to be where it's relatable to people. And I think when you get together with artists who have that creative mindset on how you can accomplish that, it just makes the song come together so much more. And that, to me, honestly, is just how it is. I don't really know if I sound like anybody or if I don't. I really don't really try to, you know, be influenced on the level of my sound goes, on how I sound, to be like anybody else. But I get influenced by other artists based off of their creativity, kind of makes me inspired to be more creative with my flow.
Wow.
Next question I have is, you're a woman of many hats. You are a graphic designer, a beat maker, and also an MC. Now, out of all those three, which is your strongest point? And after that, you also are a record label owner. So how do you intertwine all of that? How do you do all those things? How did God gift you to do all these things?
Ah, man, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I think about those things. People remind me, they're like, oh, you know that you do this, this, and this, and this, right? And I'm like, oh, wait, I do. I don't know. I think that I try my hardest to... I'm a perfectionist, first of all. I try my hardest to give my best as much as I can to everything. But I definitely will say that rapping is my strong point. I've rapped longer than I've done anything. I started making beats when I was 18. And I started making graphics in, like, February of last year.
Oh, wow.
So, so February of last year was the first time I ever made a graphic. And it was for my first single, Unusual, and then my second single with Moral featuring KJ52. So, like, I've never done graphics before that. And then from there, people liked those graphics, and they just wanted me to keep making graphics. So I thought it was a cool way just to serve the kingdom, make affordable prices for artists that kind of wanted, they didn't have the money but wanted a nice work. So that's pretty much with the graphics. With beats, I picked up beats, honestly, when I was 18, because nobody would make them for me. I tried to connect with people, and people were wanting to charge me like $500 a beat, and at 18 years old, I didn't have that type of money. So I was like, I'm just going to make my own beats. And then from there, I just started making beats, and I had some people from College Hiram, and I went to school for it. I went to a Full Sail and Academy of Design for production. And that's pretty much it with the beats. But I would say that my least strong point is actually production, though I've been doing production longer than graphics.
Wow. Look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to your next track. It's going to be called More. Tell me about this one right here.
Oh, man, I got a chance to collab with my brother, KJ52, an amazing dude. We decided we wanted to do a track. He had a verse already laid out, and I had a verse that matched it in the hook. I really just wanted to speak to young women to let them know that don't worry about what people say about you, that you're more than what the world has to say about you, and don't belittle your worth.
Mm. Well, let's hop into it. Yada the King Radio, you know how we do it. Let's go.
Falling out my hands. Ayo, hey, it's plans just to give you more. You can get left behind like the bookstore. Set the K Dukes knocking at the door. You can get a real life, so what you running for?
Don't you see you're running the wrong things? The life that you live and notice the drama it brings. I can show you more.
I can show you more.
So tell me what you waiting for.
Tell me what you waiting for.
Trying to fix her face. She hates the image. Feel life for life's a big mistake. Now she's losing it, trying to please man. She's sick of getting picked on. Should she take a stand? Because her friends are fake. It's just a big facade, and dudes only wanna touch her like an iPod. Her back's against the wall as the pictures start to fall. She's on her knees with what babies do when they learn to crawl. See, I was there before. I think I've seen it all. No longer caught in the net like a basketball. See, you've been waiting for a chance just to break free. She crying, can somebody save me? I know you're trying to figure out, but solo upon your own. Who do you think is Spider-Man to create your iPhone? He can work out your problems for kicks, call it Tybo. You made in his image, just know you ain't no sideshow.
Don't you see you're running the wrong things? The life that you're living, notice the drama it brings. I can show you more.
I can show you more.
So tell me what you waiting for.
And moving kinda slow. I'm never stopping till it's time to go. That leap of faith, then you gotta know.
Brilliant music.
I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. 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 Geronimo, Geronimo, I be mobbing to that freedom land. Fresh wind around me like a ceiling fan. My pilot told me I don't need a land. No. Good thinking while I'm flying like I'm Peter Pan. Skydiving, no shoot dope. Only jumping for one man. I own this, I chose this. I do my own tricks, no stunt man. You bout that, don't front man. Lot of talk, not enough do. You only held me down to the ground. So gravity, I don't trust you. Nah, I don't touch you. Tell the mountain it must move. See the eagle become us. Tell fear it don't run us. I been broke, no bum stuff. Till I seen the light and the bread of life. Pay for me, so I'm getting cheese. Up in the bread, no stuffed crust. I be getting that Shekinah dough. Got over that money where them commas go. That leap of faith, then you gotta know. I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. They hesitating, moving kinda slow. I'm never stopping till it's time to go. That leap of faith, then you gotta know. I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. 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 Geronimo.
Stay that dark side, we don't play that. Living water, we spray that. And I say it clear, no playback. Blue skies, I lay back. See a dark cloud where I stay at. Them ghost streets, what I walk on. So as real as fortune, no say jack. Ooh, stay back. Blood banner, I raised that. This center life is nothing nice. So this means 16 payback. My hood know me from way back. So when I say I'm from New York, just know it's real when I say that.
Just know it's real when I say that.
My home up in heaven, I don't need a pad.
Try to stop me, I move faster like I'm Simba Dad. New wine up in my cup and I don't need a tag. So yeah, I'm driving drunk and I don't need a cab. Been woke, doing this for my kinfolk. Red letters, I've been quote. So yeah, I win cause it been wrote. Somebody just wake me up when it's time to go. I'm on the Geronimo. They hesitate and moving kinda slow. I'm never stopping till it's time to go. That leap of faith, then you gotta know. I'm off the cliff, Geronimo. Geronimo. Geronimo.
Got all that money for me. It's just got all that money for me.
Sailor the Corner back with a new track right there called Geronimo. Let's get back into this interview with Sicily.
Hey, this is Yada the King Radio. This is DJ Kingdom 7 with Don Christian. And Sicily, this is a part of the show that we asked you a fun fact, something that you can tell the audience about you that they don't know.
All right, bring it.
Okay, let's see. Other than the Bible, what is a good book that you have read or a book that has changed your outlook on life?
Pursuing Holiness.
Mm. And who is that? Who's the author of that book?
Oh my goodness, I can't even think of it. I remember, I don't know why I don't remember if it was John MacArthur. Why can't I remember the name of the book? It's so horrible. I can't think right now. I told you guys I'm so nervous. Like, it's ridiculous.
You're most family.
That's right, man. Check this out, y'all. If you guys want to get the fun facts, we're gonna break the nervousness. We got the after party with her, so we'll see what's popping. Get the fun facts. It's only $1.99. You can get it on the Android and Apple Market. But let's do this, man. We're gonna talk on the topic of the day, which is all about problems, man. And I'm gonna ask the first question, then I'm gonna shoot it to Kingdom, man. And it's this, man. This is a statement. Problems have their place in life. How do you deal with these? What would you say, Sicily?
I mean, problems place in life. Biblically speaking, something that actually keeps me very grounded is James chapter 1, where it speaks about that that situations are going to come and trials and temptations will come at you, but God will use it to bring steadfast and in our faith, and it protects our faith. It makes us become up for God, meaning that even though we go through trials and temptations and situations, what God does is He allows us to go through them so we can grow and we can learn to trust God more in those situations. So I say, when you're going through problems and situations, the first thing I always tell everybody, before you go to friends, before you go to counselors, before you go to your pastor, go to God first. Because He's the problem solver, because He knows everything. He went under every temptation under the sun.
Yeah.
So if He went through every temptation, He understands more than anybody. The second thing I would say is, from that, then I would say go to also accountability. Everyone should always have accountability in their life, whether it be, maybe a mentor that they can go to within their church, or somebody that's, of course, of the same sex, where they actually have somebody actually pour into them, or even accountability where that's a peer, to actually say, hey, you know what? I'm going through this issue. Can you pray with me? How can we solve this issue? And from there, I would say to get together in community, let people know the issues and the problems that you're having, and bring it to the elders in your church to lift it up in prayer as well.
That's what's up. Let me ask you this question, man, on the topic of the day. How should we solve problems with others? Is there a way that we could do that and not be ugly with it? You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, if I got a problem with them, let me blast it on Facebook. Let me hit these cats up and tell everybody else gossip. How do you work with that, man? And how do you fix a problem in a godly manner?
Wow. I would definitely say the first thing is breathe. Take a deep breath and calm down. Because, you know, we're humans. We're naturally emotional. When things bother us, they bother us. And, you know, for us to be like, well, you should never be mad. Like, that's not even logical because you're human. There's going to be times that we're going to have problems with each other, even as Christians. We might not get along on certain things. We might not see eye to eye on certain things. So the first thing I would definitely tell people is breathe, relax for a second. Step away from the computer, step away from social media. Really think about what you're going to say before you say it. And I think that Facebook is most, like, it's not your diary. Facebook is not your diary. Don't use it as your diary. I think you can actually put some stuff up there, how you feel about certain things. Like, you know, I post certain things about certain stuff, but never about an individual or an individual group to make somebody feel like I'm attacking them. The second thing I would definitely say is contact them. Say, hey, man, we go out to lunch, a meetup one day, or if they don't live in your city and you can't do that, say, hey, come schedule a phone call when you're not busy and around people, and do it when you're not around people so that no one's trying to show off. Sometimes, you know, when we get around people, some people, not everyone, but some people like to show off in front of people.
Right.
Kind of like they're all big and bad, but in reality, it's not a good look anyway as a Christian. And then the third thing I'll be is when you approach them, be loving, be graceful. But also at the same time, let them know, hey, this offended me and it hurt me. And if the person doesn't reciprocate in the way you want them to, that's okay. But be loving and gracious anyway, because that same patience that Jesus had with us, we have to strive to have that with others.
That's
now,
good.
It's not going to always work out that way, but we have to try, because we're supposed to be representing Christ and who he is. Even if that person is nasty with you and they literally curse you out and they might say the most messed up things about you, even if they're talking about you to everybody else, just be like, hey, I love you. This offended me. It really hurt me that you did this. But can we reconcile, because you're my brother and sister in Christ? Before anything, I think the Lord wants us to reconcile with one another, because even when we get to heaven and we're judged before God, God is not going to just say, hey, these are the sins you committed. This is what I'm judging you for. He's going to say, hey, I'm also judging you on how you did community. So I think that community is so important, and to lose that with the brothers in Christ over something that may have hurt us, it is something that we have to work on our own emotions and really seek the Lord about that.
Mm. That's what's up, man. I like that, man. My last question I'm going to ask you is this. For the topic of the day, how can problems actually lead to growth? I mean, after you solve that problem, have you ever had a situation where that happened and now you guys have bonded a stronger relationship because of working this thing out?
Oh, absolutely. For instance, my accountability partner, I have an accountability partner here in Tampa, a sister of mine who's around my age, who we always go together. And man, sometimes, you know, we're just having a bad day and we just might take it out on each other. Like, it's one of them things. And I'm like, I feel bad afterwards. I'm like, sis, I'm so sorry. Like, you didn't deserve that. You're so good to me. Like, you're a great sister in Christ. And I think it makes you see who you are. When problems come and the way you handle them, the way you handle problems make you reflect yourself and say, you know what? As I'm looking at myself, I'm realizing that it's not really the people around me that had the issue. I have the issue.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back on Yada the King Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time
on HGSradio.com.
Definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285
or text us.
Make sure you tune into the website, HGSradio.com. 4 p.m., Yada the King on HGS Radio. Christ-centered and swagger certified.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard
Time. Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285.
1285.
Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Yeah. I always gotta
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta Yada the King Radio.
All right, we back from break. Let's get back into this interview on Yada the King.
As I'm looking at myself, realizing that it's not really the people around me that had the issue, I have the issue. And I need to look at myself and how I handle things, because I can actually save more drama from happening and actually save more problems from happening if I just shut up. or if I just really think about what's going on. And I think a lot of times in situations when we go through problems with people, we tend to always say, well, that person did this. But we never said, man, what did I do wrong in a situation first?
Right.
So the moment you think about what you did wrong in a situation first, instead of saying, well, that person did this, I think it kind of like balances it out. And it's like, man, I was wrong here, they were wrong there. Let's talk about it.
That
brings growth, because then it makes you grow in your character with God. And the most thing you want to do is grow in your character.
Ooh, she's preaching.
The biggest thing we're supposed to be doing as a Christian is representing Jesus. So if we represent Jesus, our character is everything. Because that's how we're going to be judged from the world, is based off of our character. They can care how loud we scream Jesus or how much Jesus and Bible we know. They want to see Jesus in us.
Dope, man. Kingdom, bro, you got any last words on the topic of the day, man?
Yeah, since we're talking about problems, you know, problems can also be in a suffering manner. So I want to ask Cicely, can suffering have good results?
Absolutely. I definitely believe that even in suffering, there's people that suffer a lot. I have a sister over here in actually close to Tampa. She's actually in Zephyr Hills, who has a kidney problem. And she's pregnant right now, and she's in excruciating pain. It's a kidney disease that she has that's uncurable. And she's literally in pain all the time. But through her pain, she told me that she's like, you know, Cicely, through my pain, God has used that to his benefit through my weakness. Paul talks about this in Corinthians. Through my weakness, my power is made perfect. And it made her pretty much depend on God so much more. Through those problems, it made her realize how much she needs God, that she can't do this life on her own. That this life, she has to depend on God. Because if she depended on herself, she would have lost life a long time ago. And I think that problems help us persevere. That through long suffering, we get to really understand ourselves. We get to understand Jesus a lot more, what he went through for us. And through that, we get a chance to display the gospel. The gospel is not, us being a Christian, it's not going to be easy. Problems are going to come. We're going to go through sickness. We're going to go through problems. We're going to go through drama. We're going to go through situations. We might go through financial crisis, whatever it is, any type of problem. Those situations allow us to make us realize how much we need God.
Man, she shared some powerful stuff on the topic of the day. We're going to do this, man. We're going to go to the last track that we're going to spin from you, called Screw Up. What's this about, Screw Up? I'm trying to figure it out.
Man, Screw Up is a great track. I think it's one of my favorite tracks on the EP. Screw Up talks about how a lot of times we feel like a screw up, that we're always messing up, and that God will never forgive us because we've messed up so many times. But I think the Lord's grace and his mercy is everlasting. And I think if we really truthfully repent, and our heart is truthfully to repent, which means to completely turn away from and try our hardest to resist those temptations, that through that the Lord forgives us, because he knows our heart is him, and our heart is to really be before God and say, God, I really am sorry for what I've committed.
Well, let's hop into it. You tuned in to Yacht of the King Radio. Go to YDK Radio if you just tuned in or you want to know the whole playlist. Do that. Check it out. And check out some more interviews up there, man. You don't want to miss it. Here we go.
My life is a screw up. I can't even deny it. Please feel this lonely heart. I'm not talking Selma Hayek. As I hop into this cockpit, I know you are the pilot. Captain got me off the hook. Now I'm facing all these pirates. Trying to maintain this life, but it's starting to get the best of me. Hoping that eventually insecurities affecting me will teach me not to plummet. And what I have my sight on, my pain had me boxed in. You should call it Scion. Mirror, 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 can you make yourself clearer? Cause the flaws I see in myself is really what I'm in fear of. I promise I can take this. I can't even think, but I swear sometimes pain is what makes us do the craziest things.
Mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, I see so much pain, man, I see so much flaws. But by your grace, Lord, I'm picked up every time I fall, yeah. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up.
Have you felt like you a failure, that you always seem to screw up? Hurting everyone you love is something you only knew of. People that say you tripping, they don't notice your thoughts. Never walk with you through your struggles, but they always seem to talk like you don't know you're imperfect. And you feel every time you try to depress to even eat, you too numb to even cry. All you wanna do is fly, yeah, fly into the sky. Cause life will give you blank stares and directly aim at your eye. It's like you all alone and you need someone to rescue you. You're not suicidal, but you feel like it's the death of you. Trust me, fam, I've been there too. I know this what you're going through. Problem is that others, it's the sin living inside of you.
Mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, I see so much pain, man, I see so much flaws. But by your grace, Lord, I'm picked up every time I fall, yeah. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up.
Your grace is what sustained me. Got me on my toes, though. Had so many shortcomings, I ain't talking Frodo. Sick of going in circles, can I keep it 100? Repentance wasn't on my mind, like a distant cousin.
See, I'm stuck in my sucks ways, thought I knew it all. Time to be real anyways, you pick me up when I fall.
Silly unbelief had me blind by my own sin. Like, how do I not trust him? He picked me up on low ends.
They tossed by them oceans, wondering how it pans out. Your grace should be taken seriously, your death was more than a handout.
So mirror, mirror on the wall, he made it snow white. Though Eve bit the apple, the king came and saved the light.
Mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, I see so much pain, man, I see so much flaws. But by your grace, Lord, I'm picked up every time I fall, yeah. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up. Without you, man, my life is a screw up.
My city hot as harlots, I'm talking bad news. Got more kids toting guns than drunks drinking booze. And don't believe in rules, they living how they get it. See where I'm from, when it's beef they split it 50-50. These jits is off the Richter, forget about a chain. From Trigger City to the Berg, I swear it's Hussein. Insane freight trains full of cocaine. Trying to stack they lettuce up, you can call it romaine. Day one they was trying to go hard, all about them though, not about God. Trying to model the TV screen, but they never really know that they're living the facade. They say our generation won't make it, we've gone too far. But the world system made them who they are, so we gon' give them God.
Take over. to be on the side with the king and the fiends and the foe. Who know God really see gold in me? And for my city, I'm gon' believe it. Gotta come retrieve the lost and broken hearted people full of disbelief. He said, go make disciples, but I can't if I'm too righteous. To go back where I came from, clicked up with his saints and straight up fight for him. Fix your eyes on him, be that light for them. I pray I never walk away stage right on them. Yep, I know God, full of faith. I know he covers cities like them ships on Independence Day. And we gon' rock the city first, second we gon' run the state. I'm just the quarterback, he the one who called the play.
Shut the city down.
EA. You don't wanna see the type of game that we play. Fisher of the man in the bay like Green Bay. Diving back and forth in the water like a relay. Hey, okay, it's all up by his people then. Try to guard them from contamination, but the ooze keeps seeping in. Yeah, okay, this the way it's going down. About to take it over for Jesus Christ, so I need the crown. From any rapper or person who thinking they run your town. Jesus be Batman to your Gotham. I'm just robbing now. Hey, we gon' take over the city. We gon' pray over the city. Breaking chains holding my city. Cause they spraying in my city. Leave you laying in my city on the ground. But we about to shut the city down like. Finna get him in the game like EA. You don't wanna see the type of game that we play. Fisher of the man in the bay like Green Bay. Diving back and forth in the water like a relay. It's the way it's going now. About to take it over.
What's up, world? This is your girl Mission with a moment of mission. Today's moment of mission is called Jesus Take the Wheel. No, for real, Jesus, I need you to take this wheel before I crash. But seriously, check this out. Imagine you were chilling at your friend's house and the two of you decided you were gonna go get something to eat. You ask the question, who's driving, homie, me or you? And the homie says, I'll drive. So you head out to their car, only you go over on the driver's side and tell your homie to go over on the passenger side. So confused, the homie goes over on the passenger side. You guys get in, you say, okay, let me see your keys. You take their keys, put in the ignition, you say, okay, homie, you steer from over there. You, though, however, want to control the gas, control the brake, control how fast or how slow you go, when to accelerate, when to let up off the gas. You want to control when to brake, when to stop, when to go. Your friend will be looking at you like you're nuts. Like, guy, I'm not steering from the passenger seat. If you want me to drive, I'm sitting in the driver's seat. That's how we're playing God, y'all. We ask him to take the wheel, but we want him to drive from the passenger seat. We want to give him just partial control. We'll let him steer, but we want to control the pedals. We want to control the gas, control the brake. God is looking at us like, yeah, it don't work like that, youngin'. God is saying, I'm not driving from the passenger seat. If you want me to drive, if you want me to take the wheel, I'm only doing it from the driver's seat. Let's talk about control for a minute. Control is the act or power of regulation or command. We need to give God full, not partial, not even most, but full control of our lives. Not relinquishing full and total control to God only means we're in conflict with God. Your plans are in conflict with God's plan. Proverbs 14:12 in the English Standard Version says, there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. What? Going with our plan versus God's plan can lead to death? Yes, sir. That's what the word says. Do you really want to have conflict with God? Yeah, I don't think so. There are things we're trying to control that only God can control. We must acknowledge that. There's power in your surrender. I remember back in the day, I used to hear the saints say, let go and let God. That's what we got to do. We have to submit and yield to God. Give him permission to control our lives and everything in it and admit that we need his help. One day, my little goddaughter and I were making beaded bracelets. We picked out the beads and picked out the strings, and we were all ready to go. I could tell she was struggling with getting the string to go through the little tiny hole of the bead. So I said, here, let me help you. She snatched away and said, I can do it. I said, okay. I kept watching her struggle to get that string through the little hole of the bead, and I could tell she was getting more and more frustrated. So I said, here, baby, let me help you. With a little irritation this time, she says, no, I can do it. I don't need help. So I said, okay. A couple minutes later, seeing her still struggling, I say, please, baby, let me help you. And again, she refused my help. Finally, after a little longer, she says, Auntie Marsha, I need help. I didn't say I told you so. I didn't get upset. I just gently took the beads out of her hand, took the string, and threaded them with ease. That's how we treat God sometimes, like we don't need his help. It's like, it's cool, God, I got it. And God is saying, let me help you. And we're like, no, I got it. I don't need help. And God sees us struggling, getting more and more frustrated as we try to do it on our own. He says, here, baby, let me help you. And we say, no, I got it. And then finally, we realize we don't got it. We realize we need his help. And we say, Jesus, please help me. And he does. Just like eventually I knew my goddaughter would let me help thread those beads through that string, she discovered she needed my help. God knows in due time, we'll discover we need his help too. And he's right there ready to help, ready to take control if we just allow him to. Give him the wheel, y'all. Trust me, he's a much better driver than you or I. He knows exactly where he's going. He'll never get lost. Learn to be submissive. Job 22:21 says, submit to God and be at peace with him. And this way, prosperity will come to you. We all want to be at peace with God, and we all want prosperity. Not just prosperity and money, but prosperity and joy, happiness, peace, health, all that good stuff. Well, that's it for me today, y'all. Until next time, let Jesus take the wheel. God bless you real good. Peace.
All right, this is the topic of this time of the show, Cicely, that we need to get the contact information. Let the people know how they can get in contact with you. Via Facebook, Twitter, etc.
Okay, cool, cool. You guys can contact me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at the same URL. It's / Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Cicely, STG. Plain and simple, that's it. That's all I have to remember.
Wow. Short and simple, that's it?
Yes, sir.
All right. So now y'all know how to get in contact with Cicely. Hit her up. Let her know, you know, how things going with her music, how her ministry is going. And also, don't forget to dial in on your computer to yadathaking.com. And get it in with us.
That's what's up, man. What you got coming up next, sis?
Currently, I'm actually in the studio again working on another EP. I don't know the name of the EP yet. It's not entitled yet. But hopefully I have some amazing artists that I have in mind to get on it. Don't want to say who yet. But it's coming. It's going to be dropping possibly in the winter of 2014.
Okay. You know, Kingdom always asked this question. He say, what about touring? You got any of those things lined up? Any good things that we need to know about?
Yes, I'm actually going to be touring with Mahogany Jones pretty soon. We're doing a summer tour, and some other MCs are going to be getting together. I don't want to say the female MCs involved because we haven't completely confirmed everyone, but there is going to be a tour popping off. Possibly maybe the midsummer to fall of 2014.
Okay.
Whoa.
Sound dope. Any last questions from you, Kingdom?
I'm good. She said a mouthful. She gave us all the information. Hey, I'm just waiting to see your music that's coming out and see how God's going to grow a ministry.
Dope.
Amen.
Cicely, any last words from you?
If you guys can add me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Also, if you guys can like jamthehype.com and go check them out. You guys can find all my free singles on jamthehype.com. You can get Spider on there for free. You can get Screw Up on there for free. The KJ 5-2 single is actually going to be for free, and I'm releasing that for free next month. So you guys can get all those singles for free, download at jamthehype.com.
All right, man, we're going to go get it in. Shout out to Jam the Hype. They putting in work for the Kingdom. Man, let's do this. We're going to hop into some more music, and we'll be right back after this.
Eyes on him, who I'm trusting in. Who I'm trusting in. Who I'm trusting in. Eyes on him, that's who I'm trusting in. That's who I'm trusting in.
Down on my knees, I'm reasoning if
you're here with me on this book that I'm reading is a myth. They say what's wrong, ask what's wrong, but I'm pleading the fifth. Cause they can't help with this pain, man, I'm feeling the whips. I tried to do it on my own, yeah, that wrong life. Tried to change a person, talking about my own wife. I was playing God, but couldn't control my home, right? Leaning to my own, on my own, I was Oprah, right? Wonder how Joe felt when they took everything left by self. But I can't shit the blame on God, cause he told me what to do, but I still trust myself. Cause I had to learn the hard way. Now I'm stuck in a hard place. I'm repenting, be faithful, forgiving me for my stupidity, letting me here in the first place.
This pressure building up, man, I'm about to blow. Is there more to life? Cause this is all I know. Can I live here? Cause I feel so alone. He said, trust him through the pain and the storm and everything.
Came out, hallelujah. I ain't got no choice but send them praises to you. Yeah, and they wonder why my face a grin. You'd be smiling if you knew who I was trusting in. Couple weeks ago, I ain't had no hope. I was down, saw no fixing me, thought I was too broke. But he came and picked them pieces up, started with my character. Lust, pride, anger, lies, dealt with all them areas. Moved me through them obstacles and got me over barriers. Surrendered to his will and he took me to my burial. In that pain, he promised me a better end. But he said it never won't happen unless I trusted him.
This pressure building up, man, I'm about to blow. Is there more to life?
I know why.
This is all I know. Can I live here? Cause I feel so alone. He said, trust him through the pain and the storm and everything.
Alright. Yeah, and everything be alright.
And when I trust him through that pain, then everything be alright.
Eyes on him. Who I'm trusting in, that's who I'm trusting in, that's who I'm trusting in. Eyes on him, that's who I'm trusting in, that's who I'm trusting in.
Cause we floating new way, new way.
Alright, okay, alright, okay, alright, okay, okay.
Cause we floating new way, new way. Man, I'm about to blow. Is there more to life? Cause this is all I know. Can I live here? Cause I feel so alone. He said, trust him through the pain and the storm and everything be alright.
Yeah, and everything be alright.
And when I trust him through that pain, then everything be alright.
Let me go.
I know it gets hard.
1,000 people could let you down.
Do that thing to God.
When he said and put it in front of the crown.
You what made the storm.
Put yourself up for shackles on the ground.
You entitled to more.
Take your place up in them crowds.
I tell them fake and move a mountain. They doubt it, they won't allow it. Brain crowded, feeling clouded. No help and feeling surrounded.
Surrounded.
But grace abounding. The place that freedom is founded. Still bounded with a rounding world aiming to keep you grounded. What if I told you that's what made it fly high? God wants the best for you. Instead of wasting your life and letting it fly by, I tell you what's best to do. Submit and relinquish your pride. It may be a stress for you. But everything's possible through God when he's right there next to you. Let go, just rest, bro. Don't rest, so let that flesh go. When stress grow, don't explode. And let it cave you in like chest blows. Let them know who you rebel. Put that foot down like step show. Haters come, hey, haters go. Make them close their nose like trap throw.
Then when we got it, I'm down and make me stay low. Then when we get me on the ground and make me halo. Keep me eyes up on the ground and make me stay cool. Blah, 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 blah. They want me try to knock me down and make me stay low. They want you keep me on the ground and make me lay low. Keep me eyes up on the ground until you say go. Blah, 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 blah.
He come in, let the heat come in.
peace, make a bleeding, then out of Christian here like a peace within, so they weakening. Got them eating them, I gotta feed them, man. Feeble man from an evil land with no freedom in my beliefs in them. Feed up man was a beat up land, don't breathe from Santa completing.
Hey, being flying about the price of jewelry, rock around your collarbone. It's walking out the purpose of God and knowing the place that you belong. It's walking in that freedom he provided on that cross, bro. We take aim and shoot for the clouds like 100 crossbows. Accept the negatives, faith will receive the merit. God just see my arrogance, get it coffin and bury it. Haters make me chuckle, hilarious, loving and very. So I tell them fly, they look at me like I'm speaking in Arabic. Let go, just rest, bro, don't rest, so let that flesh go. When stress grow, don't explode and let it cave you in like chest blow. Let them know you repo, put that foot down like step show. Haters come, hey, haters go, make them close their nose like trap flow.
Them ones that hurt about me down to make me stay low. Them ones that get me up and down to make me heal low. Keep your eyes up on the throne and you stay cool. Blah, 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 blah. Them ones that try to knock me down to make me stay low. Them ones that keep me on the ground and make me lay low. Keep your eyes up on the ground until you stay cool. Blah, 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 blah. Them ones that try to knock me down. Them ones that keep me on the ground. Keep your eyes up on the ground. Blah, 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 blah. They wanna try to knock me down and make me stay low. They wanna keep me on the ground and make me lay low. Keep me eyes up on the ground until you stay low. Blah, 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 blah.
I know that I got a long way to go. I can't do this by myself. Slave to my trials and opinions of all these folks. Brother God, I need your help.
Sometimes we battle the very things we were created to conquer. Running circles around the mountains we should've already climbed up. Flying is not based on performance or conduct, but submission to the cross with a life that lines up. It's knowing who you are, what you were sent to accomplish. Trusting him to help you flourish in the midst of conflict. No taking nonsense, it's refusing to back off. Like there's a snap off, sprout wings and blast off.
The one who's running up and down and make me stay low. The one who's keeping me on the ground and make me lay low. Keep your eyes up on the ground and make me stay low. Blah, 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 blah. They want to try to knock me down and make me stay low. They want to keep me on the ground and make me lay low. Keep me eyes up on the ground until you stay low. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, we back. Yada the King Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to visit ydkradio.com. If you just tuning in, you can always check the interviews live on demand. Also, catch us on iTunes and rate us, man. Let us know what you guys think about what you got here listening to, man. Right now, we just had Cicely on. We talked on the topic of the day, problems. Before that, I just want to say some of the tracks. Chris Noel. That song was called Fly. Right before that, that was Mission, Eyes on Him, the Mission from Cali. And shout out to the Mission from Seattle. You know what I'm saying? She is doing big things with your moment of mission. I love that part of the show, man. I pray that it's getting you amped up to move on forward on the mission that God has for you, man. But let's talk about problems. I think problems is a part of everyday life, or are a part of everyday life. And many times they cause us to show what's really in our character. Cicely said one great thing that I like, and this is not the only great thing she said, but she said they should be used to help us build our character. A lot of times we even see Paul, he had a problem, he had a difficulty that he talked about. He called it a thorn in his side, but he said it wasn't going to keep him from pursuing the call that God had on his life. A lot of times we may allow these things that are hindering our success or growth to hinder our success in God. Problems should not do that. You can look at Joseph. You can look at, I think everybody in the Bible had some kind of problem that they had to face. And if they were strong in the faith, they were able to overcome these problems. I even look at somebody in the Bible, one of the kings, and I think his name was Asa. He was sick, and he was going to die, and he repented, and God prolonged his life. God said, you're going to die, but since he repented, he prolonged his life. Now, he could have sat down and said, man, I'm about to die. It's over. But he said, no, let me react right. Problems are in your life, and they're going to produce a reaction. How will you react? That's the question. That's the topic of the day. I'm the Warrior Don Christian. I'm signing off. Remember to keep it Christ, life. And before I go out of here, man, Pacers and Thunder in the finals. That's what I'm saying.
I gotta, life. Gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabakta. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da. Shabakta. We yada da. We yada da.